Hello, good afternoon. This is Joseph Tame in Tokyo. It's Thursday, the 24th of November, 2011, and it's just after lunch. We've just been to ANG Diner, which has apparently the best burgers in Tokyo. I wouldn't know because I'm vegetarian. Don't eat burgers. And anyway, I'm kind of testing out this audio boo thing. Of course, I've been using audio boo for a long time, but I'd like to have it automatically post to my blog. So I've just been fiddling with some settings and see how it goes, because next week, of course, I'm going to Europe, and I'd like to be able to document how it goes. And I know the way things are, I probably won't have time to write anything, to write a blog. Been rather lax in writing for my own blog this past 6 months or so now, or maybe a year. So audio is great. Anyway, it's a lovely day in Tokyo. I'm just now in the grounds of a temple, a shrine, with the classic red wooden beams holding up the green copper roof that's curved. And I've never seen this place before, even though it's just down the road from the office. But yeah, it's very nice, very peaceful. So yes, we are gearing up for the trip. Of course, my work for the past 3 years since returning to Tokyo has meant that I've rarely left the country. In fact, rarely left Tokyo. I've been pretty much here all along. So it's going to be really nice to be able to get out and spend some time, especially back in Switzerland after such a long time away. I do love Bern. Don't think much really happens there. I could be wrong, but it's that's actually what I really like. I love the architecture. I love the peace and quiet, and I love the feel of the city. And looking forward to the train trip through from Switzerland to France. Also, Paris. My experience of Paris in the past hasn't always been that positive. I've had my rucksack stolen with everything that was precious to me snatched from me when I was at the railway station, distracted for a moment, and spent about 10 minutes looking around Paris Gare du Nord, looking for my rucksack, and it was just gone. And I thought, okay, that's it. I'm never going to see that again. I had all my diaries in, and my money. I actually had my passport in as well. I was very foolish to put it in there. And I walked out of the station, and looking down one of the wide boulevards leading away from the station, I see these two guys struggling to run away with my rucksack. And I had a broken collarbone at the time. That's why I was travelling around Europe, to avoid losing my mind in the hotel. For 6 months without anything to do, 6 weeks without anything to do. Anyway, so yes, I ran down the road after these guys who had my rucksack, and just kind of tapped one of them on the shoulder who was carrying it. I said, "Oh, you, that is mine." And he was so shocked, he dropped it and they ran. Thankfully, it was very big and very heavy, which made their getaway a little bit slower. So yes, I recovered my rucksack. So I will be careful this time in Paris. And of course, I'm going to have to be especially careful if I'm carrying all this equipment around, in terms of the iRun, which, by the way, is looking really good after last night. There was what I thought was initially a bit of a catastrophe. I was just checking it over and I found a huge crack in one of the pieces, and then another core piece of the frame actually snapped in half. And I was like, oh my god, what am I going to do? I need this in 2 days to go to Fukushima. I need it next week for Europe. But it prompted me to do what I've been meaning to do for some time, which is completely review how it's constructed and see how I can improve upon it. So I actually went to Yodobashi Camera and bought a whole load of camera mount things, and have reconstructed it, and now it is fantastic. It's a lot more kind of flexible in terms of use. I can do a lot more with it, and it looks sexy, and it's going to have flashing lights on. Anyway, we're nearly out of time, so thank you very much for listening to me rabble on. This is how it is. Life is like that. So take care and have a lovely day. All right, bye bye for now.